Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a healing ceremony with our usual, unusual ceremonial online ceremony group. We have someone else joining in just a minute. 301 area code. Who's joining
it's,
in?
Kathy, can you hear me?
Okay, Kathy.
Kathy, welcome.
She's 5.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, good. Good.
So, Rick, I'm
sorry. I just had to shut down my computer. My cat will walk all over it and change everything.
Okay.
One sec. So, go ahead.
We are on air.
Let me just mention that we have 5 priestesses now, and Gwen is going to read the first one in sequence, then Ra, then Nick, then Linda, then Kathy. And then we'll just recycle and recycle and recycle round and round and round like a sphere.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, shall we start?
How will we know?
Sounds good.
Just take the next part.
Okay, I'll wait for the silence.
I'm the fourth one, so after I talk to you, would be after me, Kathy. So wait for my voice. How's
okay.
that?
Okay.
There
I
we
heard
go.
It was Linda, but I didn't know who was. I wasn't counting.
Of course. Our healing sphere ceremony.
Okay, we're on the air. We really need to get going.
Our healing sphere ceremony begins.
We call on the four directions.
We call in the four directions.
We
call on the four directions.
We call on the four directions.
We call on the four directions.
We call on
the
four
directions.
We call in the 8 dimensions.
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 We
call
in the 8 dimensions.
Dimensions.
We call in the 8
dimensions.
We call
in the 8 dimensions.
Dimensions.
We
call
in
the
8
dimensions.
Let the circle commence as the circumference surrounds and includes. Let dimensions embrace renewed. In our circle, let the sphere embrace every bright healer burning in their place. This shall regenerate the world, the little world, my sister, my heart and tongue. Unto whom I send this kiss.
I call upon the old gods of the outer and most ancient light.
I call upon the living, yearning, and burning ones, with their eyes so bright this sparkling night.
Let the old goddess remain. Let the new gods renew.
We renew and replenish.
The ancient fire
burns through.
Light the healing fires with the flames of her desires.
With the green fires of spring, we the earth renew.
With the vital power of the infinite springs, we the earth renew.
Through the force of the fire, let the light imbue. I am the star, the serpent, and in my coiling there is joy.
Invoking the cosmic child in every girl and boy.
Let each healer state their prayer and offer their blessing.
All say I.
Offer your fires and your blessings to the sky.
Light healers, fire your lamp. Let us all be the healing light. Let the circle reign in infinite light. I call upon
and
the
now?
Old God.
Each healer will in turn state their blessing, and the priestess will bless them afterwards. Healer number one, please speak your blessing.
I call upon the old God, the ancestors, ascended masters, and beings of light. Send us your healing energy and your wisdom in this, our time of need. Help us to heal ourselves and the world, that we begin afresh and rise as the flowers in the spring. Let us emerge from our hibernations into a world that is new and refreshed. Let us awaken with changed attitudes and a greater appreciation for each other and for the earth. Let our outmoded isolation, selfishness, and overconsumption and greed be things of the past, and let us move forth to create a new, stronger world based on wisdom, compassion, and love. This is our will, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
From the heart of heaven to the heart of Gaia, let the planet heal. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Light healers, fire your lamp. Let us all be the healing bright. Let the circle reign in infinite light.
Let the next healer offer their blessing.
Let us, from our hearts, as we spread out the white light to those around us, further around the world, let us send out light and love. Let us send it to the earth and all of her inhabitants, knowing that what we send to her, we will also receive back. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Light healers, fire your lamp. Let us all be the healing bright. Let the circle reign in infinite light. And the next blessing is offered.
Nicole?
Blessed ancestors and goddess and goddess, we bid you thanks for your blessings and renewal and rebirth. We offer you our gratitude, your presence, and ask that you continue to protect us and bring light into our spirits. We thank you and bid you farewell. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Light healers, fire your lamp. Let us all be the healing light. Let the circle reign in infinite light.
And the next healer offers their blessing.
I'll go. One second, I had it and it's gone. Let us participate as Mother Earth gives birth to the future, and may we be open to the infinite possibilities that await us in this new future that is calling to us, a future in which humanity works with Mother Earth and with each other, and we leave behind the death culture that we've been living in, and walk into a garden that is full of sweetness and joy and beauty and delight. So mote it be.
So mote
it be. Light healers, fire your lamp. Let us all be the healing light.
Light healers, fire your lamp. Let us all be the healing light.
Are there any more blessings to be offered, or we should continue? By the light of the ancients joined with the light of the children of tomorrow, we call on the earth's natural healing way, the great Tao, the wind and the wood and the water, Viagu, Njengu, Ixtiliton, and Patakai, Pairisini and Ragana, Ermed and Brigid, with the strength of Granus and Lenus, Wu Tao and Li Tien Gao, through the wisdom of Sekhmet and the blessings of Isis, by the healing harp of Apollo and the wisdom of Chiron, through the power of Vaidyanatha and Darti, with the blessings of Kamrusepa and Sauksha, in the steps of Kamungwe, with the strength of Angak, by Haoma and Eshun, Enduvelicus and Vejos, in the sweet embrace of Zaiwi. We ask that every healer's light be woven into one energy, one vortex of healing light. Strengthen every healer. Let every healer be lifted up. By their strength multiplied, we add our arms and our heart to the healers of the past and the healers of tomorrow. Strengthen the healers of this day and time. Aum Ha, so mote it be. I am the flame that burns in every heart of man and in the core of every star.
I am life and the giver of life.
Yet therefore is the knowledge of me,
the knowledge of death.
In the dedication hour,
the circle burns anew.
Let every healer show and shine.
Let our light imbue.
With the searing healing turning.
And the burning stars are yearning.
Let the healer shake. There is no mistake.
In the power of the star.
In the power of the snake.
As we fill our cups with the healing power.
Make our pastures plenty. Let the blessings flower.
In the power of the hour,
they each shall grow.
As the earth turns and the sun burns,
the starlit
ones know. Let the circle in the sphere revolve complete in all eight directions in its infinite heat. We release.
You were going to offer a guided meditation. Why don't you do that now?
Okay, Dave. Thank you.
Everyone, relax. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in and breathe out. Focus upon yourself. Your dark field. Nothing but darkness surrounds you, curled up in a fetal position. In the dark, alone, with nothing around. Breathe in and feel the cool darkness. Breathe out and feel the heat of your life go into the world. Breathe in the darkness and breathe out the light. Breathe it in and breathe out the light. As you breathe, feel a cocoon of light begin to envelop you and feel that cocoon grow with each breath that you take, absorbing the darkness and returning as light. Feel yourself grow stronger and more vibrant. Feel the tingling as the light grows and envelops you with its warmth. As the light builds, see things begin to manifest before you. See grass, see trees. As you breathe more light into the world, begin to see the sky and the sun. And breathe in and breathe out. Now find yourself beginning to emerge from your cocoon to straighten your posture and your position. Breathe in and breathe out. Now stretch and yawn and begin to shake off all the fatigue from such a long slumber. Begin to come forth from your cocoon and to reemerge into the world with eyes made fresh by such rest and relaxation. See the world with fresh eyes. See the world anew. See all of the beauty and the life that surrounds you. As you move forth, you begin to see other lights, other light beings also emerging from hibernation. Come forth and begin to join your energies with the energies of the other light. Dance and move around. Feel your lights feeding each other, growing in intensity and brightness. See the world get brighter and stronger and more vibrant. Feel the renewed energy, the cleanness of the air, the greenness of the lush vegetation, the joy exuding from all living beings at this time. Enjoy this for a moment as you breathe in the light and breathe out even stronger light. Breathe in light and breathe out stronger light. Stretch to the sky and exist in this moment alone, and know that all is good. Now, when you're ready, take a few more deep breaths, open your eyes, and rejoin us.
We release from the center in the eight dimensions.
We release.
We release from the center.
From the center in the eight dimensions.
We release.
We release from the center in eight dimensions.
We release from the center in the eight dimensions. Thus ye have star and star, system and system. Let not one know well the other.
Let every star shine with light, with the infinite burning light of them all.
Through the winter, spring, and summer, let the great circle cycle fall.
As each step is quickened, let us all depart. Let our tread be light as our eyes burn bright. Beauty and strength, leaping laughter and delicious languor. Force and fire are of us. Come forth, O children, under the stars.
And take your fill of love.
As you will, when, where, and with whom you will, always unto me.
Always unto me, I am above you and in you. My ecstasy is in yours. My joy is to see your joy.
Above the gemmed azure is the naked splendor of Nuit. She bends in ecstasy, kiss the secret other within it.
Let them come through the first ordeal, and it shall be to them as silver. Through the second, gold. Through the third, stones of precious water. Through the fourth,
Sparks of the intimate fire.
Yet to all
it shall seem beautiful. We go forth. I release the old gods. They have given of their light this night.
Om ha. Blessings to you all, one and all. Burn brightly.
And to you. Thank you.
And to you.
So now's the time to remind everyone, this is quite a week. The new moon is tomorrow. Also, Earth Day is tomorrow.
Yes.
Ramadan starts on Thursday, and Friday is Arbor Day. So, a busy, busy week.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
And on the 24th, Pluto goes retrograde. And then the next week is intense, too. So, a lot of the changes now, we have to bring it back in and make it happen in us.
Well, thank you one and all for joining us on this auspicious night. Thank you.
Thank you for putting together this. I do suggest we do a little rehearsal once before we do the collective again, or at least we all get it in our hands a few days ahead of time, because it was beautiful ceremony.
Thank you.
Our cadence needs to be worked on a little bit.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, we're still on the air, so if anybody has any last-minute things to say to each other or to the listeners, maybe, before we go off.
I have some names I'd like to offer for healing energy. Linda. Linda, can use some healing energy. A good friend, Deborah, can use some healing energy. And there's a little squirrel with a broken leg next door who could use some healing energy,
oh,
too.
Oh, no.
But he was rescued by caring people, so that's all to the good.
Oh,
and I urge you
okay.
to call forth any other healing names that you need.
Okay. Yes, for a friend of mine named Phil, please.
Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Phil?
For my ex-husband, Richard, who just had a lung operation last week.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Reverend Stan Klein, who some of you know, who has joined us before and is suffering from a number of different injuries and illnesses, he recently had surgery. We would like to send healing energy to him as well.
Right. Because he had hoped to be able to join us tonight, but just wasn't up for it. So hopefully next time he will be. I miss him.
I'd just like to offer some healing energy to all those out there who are feeling lonely and who need comfort and who aren't getting it because they don't have the resources to gather that light and that comfort.
Right.
Thank you, Nicole. Good.
And along that line, if you know of anyone, neighbors or anyone who may be one of those people like Nicole was talking about, give them a call. See if you can take something to them, help them. Just let them know that you're thinking of them. It will mean a lot.
Yep. A phone call can make a difference to people right now. If anybody doesn't matter, I'd like to mention something along the lines of my job as a blender. Hello?
Go ahead, Gwen.
I'm looking for that rousing, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this before, but it's important right now. If you're paying attention and you're paying attention to the rules and you're wearing a mask out there, a lot of almost everyone I know is, and you see everybody with them on. I'd like to remember those four young men from Marseille, France, who came up with their blend of thieves oil. It does kill virus on contact with the mask. It's not a remedy for the COVID, but it is a killer on the your mask. And as I said, it's a blend of essential oils. And if you DaughtersOfISIS.com does sell it, but if you would rather make it yourself, it's a basic formula of clove bud, essential oil, rosemary. A lot of people use lemon or lemongrass and eucalyptus. My formulation, I use also some of Hildegard Bingen's insights to slave combat from the 12th century. She used the clove bud with red thyme and rosemary and cinnamon leaf or cassia and cinnamon both, sweet marjoram, lavender, and eucalyptus with a tad of lemongrass. Either way, something like that. What you do is put a few drops of it into a small bottle, glass, with an atomizer on it, and distilled water, and white light it for healing and shielding. And you shake it, and you spray it onto your mask, and it will kill virus. And it's antibacterial, and it's antiviral. Zero. It will kill it on contact. So I wanted to get that out there because people, it can be helpful, especially right now. So thank you for letting me get
that
in.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yes. We should meet up and do this. A little more scheduled it while this is going on. And this is, doesn't look like it's shutting down real quick. It's rolling in the deep out there again and again. So as long as this goes on, it would be a nice idea, as long as we have the ability to come online like this in a healing group and do something to do a healing ceremony. To put the energy out there.
Well, all you good healers, I want to wish you bonne chance, and we will speak soon. Go in peace, my friends.
Thank you. Merry
part. Thank you. And merry meet again. Bye.
Merry
meet again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there, Ross.